really cool about Monday.
Hi, Mr. Welch. It's James again from MMA Legal. How are you? Okay.
Hiya.
I can hear you so much better now, Mr. Welch. Okay.
I'm in my room. I'm on the top floor. I'm over the owner, so
don't worry about it. No problem at all. So as I mentioned to you before, I just need to go for a case report with you, okay? It's going to take about 5-10 minutes maximum. Once I've completed that, I'm then going to let you know what's going to happen moving forward, buddy, all right?
Yeah.
Great stuff. So as I mentioned to you as well, the average compensation is around about £45,000. The legal team will let you know what they're going in for in regards to compensation when you speak to them within a few days' time, all right? So, James, I've got an email address as welchyguy74@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's my email address, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, can you confirm your date of birth for me, please, James?
24/4/74.
24/4/74, yep.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, so my name is James Thompson. I'm your case handler. After this call, if you wish to save my number, if you do have any questions or you require any updates, you can always contact me back on this number, all right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it, Ginger.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, so there's going to be a few questions that I need to ask you. I'm just going to get you to confirm your home postcode first of all, please, James.
My postcode, I'm in the Travel Lodge in Brayhead.
Is that where you're living?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Do you receive any letters or do you have any idea at all?
No, not since I've been here. No, that's fine. No, go.
Right, okay. Is it temporary accommodation that?
Yeah.
Temporary accommodation. So, in regards to ID, do you use a bus pass or anything?
No, I get on my appointments, and I get like the taxis. Get the taxis because my PTSD.
Right. Okay. In regards to any ID, what do you have ID wise?
Probably just lawyer's letters.
Currently, just what? Sorry.
Lawyer's letter. Stuff lawyer's letters.
Right. Okay. And where are they addressed to?
Balinny.
Right, is that a care of address, is it?
No, Balinny Prison. That's what I just...
Oh, the Balinny Prison, right, okay. Let me just check, how long have you been out from the prison service?
About January 24th.
And you've been in the Travel Lodge for 2 years now?
Sorry? No.
Have you been within the Travel Lodge?
No, I get out on the 24th of January.
Oh, 24th of January
this
year?
Yeah, just here. Yeah.
Just gone. Right, so you've been in there for a couple of months. Okay.
Yeah, I got put in here after, see, big fire in Glasgow Central Station.
Yeah.
I'm actually the boy that saw the internet. It's trying to put it out. You know, it blew up. You always put up on
sorry,
the news here. I'm the boy trying to put the fire out.
Okay. James, what I'm going to do, I just need to, so on your case file, to get your case accepted from the legal team, we do need to put one form of proof of address and one form of ID. Do you not have like a prison card or anything?
No.
You don't?
No, I'm not act on it. No.
Got nothing with your photo on, no photo ID whatsoever.
No.
Let me just speak with the administration's team first of all, James. I'm gonna place you on hold, and just see what we can accept otherwise. Okay, bear with me a second. All right.
No problem.
Goodbye, be in a moment. Hi, James. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Just want to confirm with you, so the Travelodge's temporary accommodation where you've been placed into from leaving prison, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that by the government?
Yeah. No, I get out of a line of homeless and I had to go and do it all myself. The hub in Glasgow. I've got letters from prison, from the mental health team.
Right.
With my name, I just got my name and that on it, but it's they're all printed letters.
No, yeah, I understand that. So what they have to be within the last 3 months. Do you receive any posts to the Travelodge at all?
No. No.
You don't receive no posts to the Travelodge whatsoever?
Within the last 3 months? No, none of them are going to be 3 months.
Do you have a bank account?
No, I said that to you at the very start. I'm barred from banks now.
So you're barred from the banks?
For 10 years.
For 10 years?
Yeah, because somebody used an account of mine when I was in prison. Even though I was in prison and I could prove I was in prison, they still barred me.
Right. Okie doke. Bear with me just one moment, James. All right.
Yeah.
Hi James, you okay?
Yeah.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. So what I'm going to do, I've spoken to the administration team, we are going to proceed with an application, okay, for you. And then, are you currently applying for any form of ID at all?
No, but I will need to do that anyway, yeah.
Yeah, no problem at all, that's fine. So the address that you're at now, I'm just going to take the postcode for that.
Can you... 2 minutes.
Can we have a look for it?
Sorry?
Is it... Which travel lodge is it?
If you give me 2 seconds, I'll try and... I'll get it up on my Google. It should come up.
Yeah, go on.
Travelodge Greyhead postcode.
I think he's asking.
Which travel lodge is it, James? Sorry?
It's Brayhead.
Railhead.
Bray. B-R-A-E. Head.
Oh, I've got it here for you. Bear me a moment, bud. It's in King Inch Road, yeah?
Yeah, is it PA4 or something?
PA4 8ZL.
8ZL, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
I've got it. Give me a moment, bud. I'm just going to pop it in there. Give me a second. And that's your address. How long are you, have you planned on staying there?
I don't know. It's just until I get a flat, mate.
Is that what it is, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it all paid for, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, bear with me a moment. Okay, need to ask you, do you have a terminal illness at all?
No.
Okay. All right. I need to place into your report as well, James, a next of kin or beneficiary. So what this means, because the payments are a substantial amount of money, if anything was to happen to you and we couldn't pay you out, who would you like the money to go to?
Jay Quinn.
Who's that, sorry?
That's my son.
Your son?
Yeah.
He's called Jay. J-A-Y?
Yeah, J-A-Y Quinn. Q-U-I-N-N.
Q-U-I-N-N, that's fine. Do you have a contact number at all for Jay?
No, I don't.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Okay. Bear me just one moment. So what I need to do in regards to the care facilities now, how old were you when you first went into the care system, James?
The first one I went into was Newfield Assessment Centre. That was about 1982.
Was there any abuse in there?
No.
No, okay. Where was the facility where you had some abuse?
Barking in Lesley School.
Right, let me put that on there. Give me a moment. Can you spell that out for me?
B-A-L-I-K-I-M-R-A-I-N-E. Balakin Rain.
Balakin Rain, List D School.
L-I-S-D.
Yeah, I've got it. Give me a moment. I think I've got it. Give me a second. Okay. Just have a look on the records now. Won't be a moment. Okay. Was it in Stirlingshire, is that correct?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I've got it here, bear with me a moment, bud. be a second, okay. Okay. So, do you remember what year you was there was from?
I was in Barking there for 4 years. I would have been about maybe 10 or 11, right up to about, no, sorry, maybe 9 to 10, right up to about 9, down. The age of 9 to 13.
Ages of 9 to
13.
Okay, yes. Let me place that onto your report. It won't be a moment. Won't be a second.
And the person I've used now is Sandy Seabrook.
Okay, won't be a moment. Let me just take note of that. Won't be a second. So you said you was age what, sorry, James?
Then I was living about... I've been in care for the age of 7, mate. I was class is unreal.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Just took off my granddad. Fuck. And then I think over it and
That's the same I've been in there, right up to 1990.
Which was when I get
And you
played.
Said the you said the name of the people that was involved within the abuse. What was the name?
Sandy Seabrook.
Miss Sandra Seabrook.
No, Mister.
Mister.
Aye.
And it was Sandy, did you say?
Sandy, aye.
Seabrook.
Yeah.
Seabrook,
S-E-A-B-R-O-O-K. Yeah.
Yeah, aye, right. Okay, I'm just going to play. Just going to place that onto your records. Okay, give me a moment.
Yeah.
Was you ever known by any other name while you was in care, or was it just...
No.
Was it just that?
No.
That's your name you've got now, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. James, what I do need to ask you now, I need to ask you, while you was in the care facility there, was there any mental, physical or sexual abuse?
Yeah.
Was it all three, or was it just one, two or three?
No, physical and sexual abuse, yeah.
Okay, physical and sexual. Do you want me to place that down?
It's just like getting put in, like, holds that were humanly impossible. They put in, like, my legs folded up behind my back, beating about the head, you know what I mean, with, like, brush poles.
Okay, give me a moment. Okay, let me just place that down. It won't be a second, okay? Anything you tell me, I need to put on your statement for you, okay? Was this on a regular basis?
Yeah, every week, at least once a week, yeah.
Okay. And did you ever witness other children being abused as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, bear with me just one moment, James. Now, within your adulthood, would you say you've been affected by mental health or any PTSD or any anxiety?
Massively. Massively.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to place that down in your statement for you. Now, when the legal team do contact you, they'll elaborate on your statement a little bit more, okay? So you can confirm with them if you're happy with that statement or you'd like to add anything to that, all right?
Yeah, that's what I can name. That was just the start. This is the last time I was abused. This is Care Law Secure Unit, 1990.
Right, okay, 1990. Give me a moment. Let me place that onto your report. Won't be a moment. Give me just one moment, James, okay?
Yeah.
What was the name of the secure unit, sorry?
Kerlaw. K-E-R-E-L-A-W.
Okay, was that in Stevenson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it here. Bear with me a moment.
And that was the two members of staff.
Was it in Ayrshire, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it. Give me a moment. And that was in 1990, is that correct?
Yeah, right through to 93, 94.
94. Okay. Was it the same situation there? Was there sexual, physical and mental abuse?
Yeah, I was sexually abused in Care Law by John Muldoon, who's currently serving for 14 years.
John Muldoon?
Yeah, M-U-D-O.
I've got it.
Another member of staff called Matthew George.
Matthew George and John Muldoon,
Who's currently serving 12 years of historic sexual abuses on our children as well. It was actually one of the other boys that got a payout that said to me, you're mad, you should be taking these people, do you know what I mean? For everything they've done because they took your bloody child away from you.
Okay, give me just one moment, making a note of that, okay. Okay, so I've made note of that there as well. Like I said, when the legal team do come to read your statement out to you. They'll elaborate on it a little bit more, okay? Now, what I need to do here, James, I need to get an email out to you. Have you got access to your email?
Yeah, I think I know. I don't really know how to work them, but I think, yeah.
You're going to receive an email and a text message now. It's an authorisation. to say that you're happy for the illegal team to contact you. Is that okay?
How do I get into my emails? Do I go into it through Google or do I go into
go on it through the app, through Gmail.
Gmail.
You should receive a text as well.
Yeah.
Have you received a text as well?
Just now?
Yeah, you should have received a text as well from MMA Legal.
Are you saying in your document?
Yeah, it's pre-signed. So you click on the link for me. When you scroll down, James, it should say assign button, and then underneath that there'll be a box that says execute all documents. Yeah, no problem. Take your time. If you need any help, just let me know.
You saying a document? Please send your document here. It says, there's a text that says, please send your document
here. If you scroll down.
No, just hit the, it says that it says, please sign. And it's, it's loading.
Yeah, and then there should be a blue button that says, execute all documents.
Yeah, but it's saying the site can't be reached.
Say that again, James.
It's saying the site can't be reached.
Oh, can it not? It may be because you're on the phone because of the signal.
That's what it may be, yeah. Yeah, that's what it may be.
Okay, so what I'll do, I'll just pop off the phone, and then when it opens up, if you scroll down, it should say binding acceptance. There'll be a sign button, and then there'll be underneath that says execute all documents. I'll pop the phone down. I'll give you a call back in a couple of minutes. All right.
Okay. Cheers. Right. Okay.